The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey.
The poet Carl Sandburg wrote that arithmetic is where numbers fly in and out of your head like birds. And if that's the case, I thought maybe I'd try and trap me a few. Grow them out. See if I can't raise my own flock of numbers here on Planet Nancy, because I'm always looking for ways to be less dependent on the vagaries of the marketplace and fragile oil-based transportation networks. Growing your own numbers is ideal for the beginning do-it-yourselfer. They're compact and various, have few predators, and require little, if any, maintenance. There's no evidence that they shrink or expand in extreme temperatures, nor do they settle in shipping. Numbers aren't prone to repetitive use injuries. They neither hibernate nor go dormant, and are fertile 12 months of the year. Millennia of observation in the wild suggest that numbers overall are docile and easy to handle. All numbers come when called, although more than a few of them have names that would take longer than the estimated age of the universe to say. Ease of calling is the reason most growers cite for giving their numbers nicknames. A number will always roost in the same spot, on an imaginary piece of string called a number line. This string is without width or depth, as are the numbers, which line themselves up along its length in order of their size. When they're roosting, you check for gaps to make sure they're all there. On the rare occasions when a number goes missing, it can always be found by counting to it. Many growers count by twos or 100s or gazillions, whatever is required to save time. Because no one has yet succeeded in raising a full flock of numbers in captivity, questions do remain about housing. How long a piece of number line string must you get to hold the entire flock? How much space does it take up when it's rolled tight? What about when it's fluffed? Can you see to the other side when you look through it? Growers are encouraged to participate in networks and news groups to help one another sort these things out. Fortunately for the new grower, it's not hard to start a flock when we live in a day and age where numbers are just about everywhere for the taking. They course through the air and can be written down with tens and elevens, tally marks, cuneiforms, and hieroglyphics. You can find them in libraries and stores, on the insides of wires and bathroom stalls, anywhere they have logarithms and divide by two. Go local. Educate yourself about the most commonly used numbers in your region and choose those with qualities you admire. Don't get carried away with exotics, but include a few if they appeal to you. And once you get them settled in, be prepared for your young flock to grow. Numbers reproduce sexually and asexually and can be planted, hatched, or propagated from cuttings. I wonder how many generations it really would take to raise a complete flock. One with all the numbers, or at least a representative sample, enough to know whether numbers raised in captivity can ever be as robust and diverse as the ones from the wild. And I wonder, if the fools who seem so bent on the destruction of humankind succeed with their project, what will the last people who are alive count?
That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.